All right, guys, it's Friday. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. And me and Caleb were talking earlier. Caleb, what is your favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Caleb loves Fridays because it's his last day of school. I love Fridays because Friday is my day off. I can sleep as late as I want on Friday morning. Sometimes I sleep all the way until lunchtime on Fridays. No joke. I just keep on sleeping. Yeah, isn't that great? So I love Fridays. Today's Friday when you'll be listening to this. This week we've been talking about the answer to this question, Caleb. How many gods are there?
There's only one God.
Exactly. And we're talking about because he's God and he's the only one who is God, he's sovereign. He's in charge of everything. He's the boss. But I was thinking to help us understand that, Caleb, when you are at school and you're in your class, who's in charge of your classroom?
Could I say more than one, like two?
Yeah, you could say like two.
God and the teacher.
That's right. The human who's in there is God's in charge of everything. He's God. But the human in there, the teacher is in charge, and there might be an administrator who's in charge of the teacher.
Yeah.
Like a principal or something.
Principal, yeah.
And what about when you're at home, Caleb? Who's in charge at home?
Mom, dad, God.
Mom and dad and God. That's right. So we understand that there are humans in charge, but if God is God, and he is, then he's in charge of everything. He's sovereign. He's ultimately in charge. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. My friend, my son, Ryan, is going to be on to talk about that. But before we do, Caleb, this is it. So I'm going to say bye to you, and then you say bye to all of our listeners, and then we'll hear the joke of the day. Bye, Caleb.
Bye.
What's red and bad for your teeth? A brick.
Good morning, kid. This is Ryan, and it's time for you to wake up. How many gods are there? There is only one God. When we say God, we should understand that we mean the being who is in control of everything, the one who is in charge of the entire universe and everything in it. If someone else were in control, they would be God. In Psalm 47, verse 2, we read that God is the great king over all the earth. Bible teachers use the word sovereign to explain that God is in charge of everything, including us. If you are a child of God, you believe that God is in charge of everything, including you. You believe that what he says goes, that he has the right to make rules and give instructions, and the whole universe should obey. We might believe that, but sometimes the way we live doesn't line up with that. Sometimes we act like God isn't sovereign. Sometimes we act like we are in charge instead of him. When you choose to do what you want instead of what God says, you are acting like you are also a God. Like what you want is just as important as what the king of the universe wants. Since there is only one God, he is in charge of everything, and we should always do what he wants us to do. Anything else is idolatry. Anything else is sin. Can you think of a time you did what you want instead of what God wants? The Bible says that if we confess that sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. You could do that now. Admit to God that you did what you want instead of what he wanted. Ask him to forgive you for acting like you were God. Then commit to obeying him in the future. There is only one God, and he is the king over everything.